So remember a couple of weeks ago when I told y'all about Purpose at Steppenwolf? Yeah, that's the play everybody's been talking about, not just me. The one showcasing the drama of a fictional Black Chicago family full of esteemed civil rights leaders, pastors, and congresspeople. Yeah, now we're on the same page. Well, people have been raving about it so much that the run has been extended again through mid-May. The Sun-Times, the Daily Herald, and the Trib have all given Purpose 4 stars, with the Trib calling it the birth of a truly great new Chicago play. So, don't wait to go see it. The show must close May 12th, and tickets start at $20 at steppenwolf.org. That's steppenwolf.org. Today on CityCast Chicago, dry January may be winding down, but for those who want to continue not drinking or drinking a little less, the options are growing. Adriana Gaspar and Hector Diaz have seen this shift firsthand. Gaspar and Diaz run In Good Spirits, which hosts non-alcoholic events in Chicago. They talked to lead producer Carrie Shepherd about the increasing ways to be sober on the scene. It's Wednesday, January 25th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago.
Adriana, starting with you, tell me about your personal journey away from alcohol. What prompted that for you?
My personal sobriety journey started back in November of 2020. You know, we were really in the thick of the pandemic, and my father actually caught COVID. And, you know, in the beginning, I said to myself, you know, okay, so I'm not going to drink just because in case anything happens, you know, I kind of just want to be completely like, you know, all there, like completely sober. And then 2 weeks later, he unfortunately passed, and I decided to kind of like continue this, sobriety journey and just be very intentional and like honor him, because sobriety was very important to him. He was a member of like his own, like, I guess, sober community. So it was really important to him.
I'm sorry about your loss, Adriana, your father.
Thank you.
Hector, how about you? Same question. What has been your sobriety journey?
I would say I am more skew more on the, what you hear now is the sober curious term. And just, you know, to me, what that has meant is just been being much more mindful about my consumption of alcohol. Just being responsible, making good decisions, sound decisions in terms of my consumption. Obviously Adriana's my fiance, and, you know, we've lived together for years now. And so, you know, one of the things of living together, you know, I feel like embracing her decision and her habits was contagious to me, I felt, and I wanted to be supportive. And what really kind of put the icing on the cake for me was last year, I was going in for a doctor appointment, and through and through, I ended up finding out I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And it was a really just eye-opening experience for me. And so obviously going through surgery and the rehab process and just everything mentally and physically was just another, that was just the last thing to say, hey, you know, I really want to take care of my body. I want to be here for a while. And I know that there's some things that I could tweak in my lifestyle. And I know this was one of them.
Hector, you said this, and I wanted to, you know, expand on this a little about defining some of the terminology. And you said sober curious. And, you know, I have to admit, when people tell me they're sober, I often assume they're in recovery for addiction. But that's not necessarily the case, right? When people say that they're sober. So let's kind of define the terminology. What does sober curious mean?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And I know that this term has probably been floating around, is more geared towards your curiosity to learn and explore more about your drinking consumption, really. And I think it more for us means being mindful of your consumption. And I think, you know, I think not necessarily taking the words literal and saying you're curious to become sober. I think it's less about that. You're curious to take a break from drinking for a little bit, or maybe more long term, and you just want to understand what options do you have, how do you go about doing it.
Got it. So not necessarily everyone who's coming to your events, not like, hey, I'm sober, I can't be near any alcohol. These are also people that are like, look, this is just, I want to experience sort of bar social life in that's not centered around alcohol.
Absolutely. 100%. Okay. I mean, you know, it's been fascinating in the last, you know, since we started in May, you know, Adriana and I being in events and meeting just all sorts of people from, and they all have different journeys. You know, some of them just have never even consumed alcohol because they are allergic or they don't like the taste or for other personal reasons. Right. And then you've had individuals who, yes, you know, are in the form of recovery and they're just not drinking anymore. And then others, you know, lately, especially, you know, just with the being in dry January or just the industry just kind of catching fire a little bit.
Hector, walk us through if I come to an event in good spirits, what kind of non-alcoholic offerings do I choose from? Like kind of offer us a sample menu, if you will.
You're seeing a lot of really cool, robust brands coming to the marketplace, full of energy, full of creativity. You know, these brands, I feel like a lot of them share values that we share. And, you know, and I think we think back 5-10 years ago, you had a non-alcoholic beer here and really maybe not really much at all, right? You go to a place and they offer you club soda maybe or a juice. And now, you know, there's something for everyone. And I think that when we go into it, maybe we want to start with, you know, an aperitif that's a sparkling, and then we want to move into non-alcoholic wine that we feel is complex and can, you know, can really deliver. And then we go into maybe more bubbles and, you know, create that sense of celebration and a toast. And then also non-alcoholic spirits that create some really just really awesome non-alcoholic cocktails, right? And so, you know, that's kind of when you come in, it's always going to be different. But obviously, we listen to the folks that come out. You know, we just did an event last week at Esme, which is a Michelin star restaurant up in Lincoln Park, and we partnered with Seed Lip, which is they're, you know, one of the pioneers really in the space. And so the presentation behind them, you know, they almost feel like they're a real cocktail. Yeah. There's a garnish, a beautiful glassware.
It's true. Some mocktails, when you go out and order them, it's a little like it's like sugary. I feel very much that there's something about those pretty cocktails that don't have alcohol, or even pretty cocktails with alcohol, that sort of invoke a celebratory spirit, which for me personally, is where I feel like alcohol is more a celebratory thing. But there's something about sort of presentation that is more of the celebration of how we're using cocktails.
You know, I think for what we're trying to achieve is, I think, you know, our vision is to reshape, you know, what a night out and morning after looks like, right? So when you talk about how society has really leveraged, you know, alcohol as a way of celebrating, you know, Adriana has been sober for 2 years plus, and we still go out and celebrate all the time, right? We went out for my birthday back in December, and we're amongst friends. And, you know, Adriana was still able to, you know, the bar that we were at, they had great non-alcoholic cocktails. They had great ready to drinks, and everything is great. You know what I mean? And you don't necessarily have to need it. But society has been that way, right, for decades now, for a long time, about being synonymous with alcohol.
And I wanted to say that I feel like that is kind of where the space started. But thankfully, we're moving on to now where, you know, you have these like super complex cocktails that, you know, aren't sugary. They have all these like different,
flavors
flavors. Now that the category is picking up, and you know, all these different like restaurants and venues are starting to stock non-alcoholic beverages, that's been really nice to see.
Last question for you both, and I want to start with you, Adriana. What advice do you have for listeners who are looking to be more mindful around alcohol? Maybe it's not hey, I need to quit full on, which can feel like a lot of pressure, but just be really more mindful about consumption. Do you have any sort of advice for them?
Yeah, definitely. I would just say, listen to your body when you are headed out, you know, ask yourself, or when you are going to consume alcohol, you know, ask yourself, what is the reason for it? If you want to be more mindful, I think drinking alcohol is so ingrained in our culture that we just kind of do it mindlessly. And just because out of ritual or just because it's what you do. But yeah, I would definitely ask yourself if you're going to drink, just be like, why am I drinking today? And yeah, just go from there.
Love that. That's such good advice that can seem so simple, but is so important. And like, listen, why am I doing this? Which could be applicable to so many things, but like, listen to your body. How about you, Hector?
You know, we constantly meet people that are saying, if I'm at a party and I don't have a drink in my hand, I'm being looked at a little odd, or why am I not drinking, or what is it? Like, what's wrong? Totally. Right. And that's that. And it's crazy because when you say it out loud, it's like, really? Like, that's literally what it is. Like, if you don't have a beer or a cocktail in your hand, it's almost like, is everything okay? Or why aren't you drinking? Or we're out and about. And so I think, you know, we're just trying to normalize that's okay, right?
Adriana Gaspar and Hector Diaz are the co-founders of In Good Spirits. It's a local community for non-alcoholic gatherings and experiences in Chicago. Adriana, Hector, thank you so much for walking CityCast Chicago listeners through this today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. A winter snow advisory is in effect until at least noon today, as we're expected to get 2 to 4 inches. So be safe out there. The Chicago-based Bulletin of Atomic Scientists have officially updated the doomsday clock to 90 seconds until midnight. Now, if you're not familiar with the project designed during the Cold War to predict when humanity will, wipe itself out, check out our episode on the doomsday clock in the show notes. And some good news to get you through. With the snow picking back up, it's the perfect time for a free museum day. Yes, Adler Planetarium, DuSable, and the Field Museum are all free today. As always, I appreciate you for listening. Please head over to the Chicago Reader's Best of 2022 list and vote for CityCast Chicago as best podcast and best newsletter. I'm going to talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace. All right.